Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
You might have missed this, Josh, but earlier this week, Kristen Stewart, she announced that she's engaged to her long-term girlfriend, Dylan Mayer.
It's
exciting. Yeah. She's about to star in the Princess Diana.
Yeah, film. She looks really good in it.
She looks quite similar.
She's a bit out there, isn't she? I don't know. Because she was dating, what's his name?
And Robert Pattinson in Twilight.
And then left it, like...
Well, then she had a bit of a rendezvous.
Yeah.
And now... Well, she's happily engaged there. She's been with Dylan for a few years, and now they're getting married. But she did throw out a request because she was on the Howard Stern show and he said, well, who do you want to marry you? And she said, well, I kind of want Guy Fieri, who is, if you're in America or follow their channels, he's massive in the food on the Food Network.
Yeah, big celebrity chef type guy.
Flavortown is his thing. He's if you see a picture, you've probably seen him before. He's
like the Frosted Tips.
That's it.
Yeah,
Frosted Tips.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And she said, yeah, I'd like him. And then he responded because he heard it and he's gone, do you know Kristen Stewart? I'd love to officiate your wedding.
Good. She was like, I'm joking. I'm stuck with this guy.
But it got me thinking about other celebs who have officiated other weddings.
Okay.
And there's a lot of celebs out there that are doing this.
They've got their marriage license, have they?
Yeah. So, for example, Jonah Hill, he married, wait for it, long-term best friend, which I didn't even know they were friends until I read this, Adam Levine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because his brother was the manager.
There you go.
That's the connection.
Needed someone to connect the
dots. Yeah, his brother
was
the manager of Maroon 5. Yeah, that's right.
So what I wanted to do, because I've found a list of a couple of celebs, is to play a game with you, because you've been with your beautiful partner for years and years and years now, Kat, and everyone keeps asking, when are you going to get married?
Yeah.
And it will happen, is what you've said.
One day. When it's right.
And so... Maybe I'm going to help you out with the planning right now, because if you were to get your hands on one of these celebs as your celebrant, I want to know, out of the three options I give you, and I've got a couple of rounds, because I can jazz it up, who would you like to be your wedding celebrant?
Yep.
Who would you like to come as a guest?
Okay.
And who's just not invited?
Not invited. All right.
Not invited.
Cool.
So to kick it off, we'll stick with Jonah Hill.
Yep.
Kesha or Cardi B?
Whew. I think I'd like Cardi B to marry us. I think that would be a vibe.
Would Kat approve of that?
Oh, who cares? I'm deciding. And then Jonah Hill, to Kesha.
Oh, no to Kesha.
As much as I wanted to sing Praying at my wedding.
She can party, though.
Yeah.
I went to her concert. You're missing out?
I don't want to. The bill's going to be a bit high at the end, maybe.
Okay. All right, next one. Kris Jenner.
Okay.
The best mummager going around.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Or Tom Hanks. All have celebrated before.
Geez.
All been a celebrant before.
This is hard.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks is definitely coming to marry us.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like a father figure.
Oh, okay.
I'll look up to him.
Sorry, Dad.
No, but he would just be like that sort of energy.
Yeah,
when
the
he's
vibe
marrying
he's
you.
Bringing.
Yeah. Ooh, do I want to become famous later on?
With Kris Jenner or Lady Gaga is very talented herself.
Mm. Lady Gaga's too intense for me. I'm going with Kris.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Love Lady Gaga, but it's just not for me.
Okay.
I think, Kris, there could be a deal later on.
Just selfish again, thinking of that one. Sorry,
Kat. Well, sorry. Yeah, money.
Now, the last one. Okay. Is Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Emma Stone, who is a hoot, or Adele?
I'm going Adele is going to be the guest. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I think Kat would have some second thoughts. He's very handsome.
Emma Stone it is.
Emma Stone's in. It's Herbie and Josh.
Okay. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, my mum has been being our nanny for the last few weeks because Kat is doing her placement to become a teacher.
That's right.
And obviously I'm at work, so we've got no one to look after little Georgie at home.
She gets her nonna.
She does. Nonna Lydia. That's right. So mum has just been so good because, washing's done. You tell her don't do it, but she does it anyway.
She's being your mum, isn't she?
Food, just when you come home, it's cooked. I said to Kat, how bad's this going to be when she's not here next week?
Your leftovers that you're bringing in.
Delightful.
I'm so envious.
There was one job I didn't want to do, though, and I sort of slightly pointed it out, and I think that she might have done it. It was a bird's nest sitting above our power box, and there was a foul smell coming for it. I've just left it. I just thought...
Of course you have.
If you don't look at it, it's not going to bother you. So we thought we'd get my mum, Lydia, on the phone. Mum.
Josh.
Mum. Mum, how you doing? I've got to have you.
OMG.
You mean OMG?
That's what I meant to say, but I went, oh. I meant to say, oh my, I don't know what I meant to say. I'm traumatised. Did you see it?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, and that came down as I was scraping because I had, oh, I thought the nest was just going to move off easily, but it had been cemented on with, oh my God, I guess poo and I don't know what, bird. Oh, was, so then I went and got the little shovel thing to that I picked up the dog poo with today.
Yeah.
Geez, you're doing it all.
Yeah, Josh. And so then I scraped it and I had my gloves on, which is good.
Yeah.
And then I tried to get it into the plastic bag, but then it kind of... And then the bird dropped out, the dead bird.
Oh.
So then I freaked out. I'm traumatised and I had to go and have a really hot shower.
Well, thank God I didn't have to do it.
Oh, you had died, Josh.
What was the smell like?
Yeah.
No smell, because it was...
Outside, I suppose.
I was going to go and smell it. No, it wasn't. I'm not going to do forensic sort of stuff on it. Oh, my God.
Forensic testing. Did you bury the bird or did you just throw it in the bin?
No, the bird was... It had fossilised, didn't you see? It had been
That poor bird.
You've got a fossil now, though.
Baby. It wasn't the actual mummy. It must have been the little baby that suffered or died starved of starvation because the mother was killed and then, and it was still, anyway.
But really, if we look at it, the mum died, you knew the nest was up there, and it's your fault. You could have looked after that, Josh.
I didn't know.
My fault.
No, not yours, Josh. Lydia, of course. No, Josh, definitely.
I'll cut this out. There's no way it's my fault. Absolutely.
Yes,
not.
It is.
I didn't even ask you to get rid of it.
I bet you complained that many times, didn't you?
Are you talking to me, Josh? Did you say you didn't ask me to get rid of it? No. Yesterday when the power went out and I went to go, I said, where's your fuse box? And you said, yeah, it's where the nest is. I'm supposed to get rid of that nest, but I haven't done it yet. So you can do it. That's what you said to me.
I don't remember that.
I'm like, you did.
Do anything, Josh?
Then I thought, it's bin day, so I thought I'd better go and get rid of it.
Because you've taken the bins out as well, haven't you? First the poop you're picking up, now you've gotten rid of the dead bird.
Is Georgie all right? Have you been looking after her at all?
She's still sleeping. I've got the monitor here.
Okay. I'm only joking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for doing that.
See you later.
Thanks, Mum. Bye.
Bye.
I'm glad I didn't have to do that. Sounds horrible.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Very exciting news today with The Killers being announced part of A Day on the Green. So they're coming here.
Isn't that exciting?
It's back on. It is back on.
Festivals are all happening.
And there is a lady who's been reporting on that today. That is Chandra Llewellyn. Welcome.
Hello. How are you going?
How are you feeling about the news of The Killers coming here?
It's very exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good that events coming back to Geelong and things are happening.
Because we know you're excited for Falls yesterday.
That's right, which is a year away.
I admittedly did get a bit excited.
So on a level of Falls to The Killers, where are you vibing at that?
Well, The Killers, I seen them at Big Day Out.
Okay.
And that was amazing.
Mm.
I really enjoyed that. But then Falls, like, because it goes on for like a few days, you get to see multiple artists. Mm. So it's, I don't know, in between.
Well, we're going to celebrate that The Killers are coming to town right now because I've got you in here to join Josh in a game of which artist came
to Geelong.
To Geelong. So it's just some music groups, some pretty big music groups that have been here and performed in Geelong or around.
But you know I'm not from Geelong, so.
You just need to know the band.
Oh, okay.
Or the performer. So I've got a song, I've reversed it, and you're just going to buzz in with your name.
Okay.
If you know the group, person, whatever I'm talking about.
I don't know why he's laughing. Yeah, sounds good.
He can't look at you. All right, first one, let's see.
Another Josh. It's AC/DC.
It is AC/DC. Oh. Formed at the Cariah Village. Supposedly used to come here a lot.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
The pub that used to be the Sundowner is where they
awesome.
Always came
this
to.
This is my dad's and my uncle's favourite band.
Really?
Yeah.
Should have got it.
Probably. Sorry, guys.
Right, second one.
Josh, it's Robbie Williams.
It is Robbie Williams.
All right.
Was he your mum's favourite?
I think he was.
Good to see you paid attention to your folks. Yeah. All right, good. Third one.
All right, let's. I'll just give you a chance here.
I want Sean Drake. Huge singer. Pitch is very good for this.
Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Sean Drake. Yeah. That's a good one. Mariah Carey coming to Geelong.
That's pretty good.
And it's that. Gotta love that.
Huge. All right, well done, Shondre.
Should we go again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, yes, Shondre.
Okay.
Fleetwood Mac.
She's on the money. And she loves it too. Listen to that. She loves it.
Well, that means it's a tiebreak.
It is. And this one, I reckon you both got a shot at getting this one. Ooh. Huge voice. Would have loved to have seen her perform here in Geelong.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Josh. You, babe.
Something.
We'll want it all.
Who is it?
I don't know.
No, 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 no.
Oh, is it? Oh.
You can play it. So.
Some people. It's Alicia Keys.
Yes. Beat me to it. I was just about to.
It is Alicia Keys.
A great.
Oh, fantastic. Imagine.
Get excited, everyone. Oh, the Killers music. Are coming to town November 11th. Tickets going on sale.
For someone that didn't live in Geelong, you did pretty well.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Don't know how you did that.
Don't know how I got that.
Oh, it'd be Josh and Kerry. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. Grab your loofah and don't forget the shampoo. Kirby and Josh's Shower Thoughts. K-Rock 955. Oh, let's jump in, Herbs.
That time of the week. Get those thoughts out of our head, you know?
Yeah.
Because this one.
Get into the shower.
Yeah. So, beautiful day on Tuesday. So many people were down at Eastern Beach.
Yep.
Down, really any beach people were flocking to, which was great to see. Mm. But when I was going for my walk at lunchtime, I saw a group of people down there and it was great. And there was a pregnant lady with her kids. And wow. I don't know why this thought came to me, but I was thinking, when a pregnant woman swims in the water, they're basically a human submarine.
Okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
You with me?
Yeah.
Don't know why, but yeah, I thought that's
okay. That's an interesting one. I like that. I was watching. You know, I'm a big Disney man.
Oh, yes.
Love Disney.
He loves them.
Trying to push it on to Georgie, my little daughter.
She's more Wiggles at the moment, isn't she?
She's very much still Wiggles. Tried to watch Lion King with her.
But it's quite early. She's just turned one.
Yeah, but you still. I thought I'd put it on in the background. See if she gets drawn to it. So, when was that set, The Lion King? Like, what time period?
Yeah.
No one knows.
Yes.
You know?
Like, were humans alive then?
Was there anyone? Was it just, Africa was just the place to be for animals? Because then there's a lot of, you know, those hyenas cause a lot of damage. So, is that climate change?
That's so true.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on there? When is it set?
What period? Where are we talking?
If you have to have a guess, where are you thinking?
Prehistoric.
Fair enough. Well, sticking to movies, I was watching, and it's a classic. Yeah. I still rate it to this day.
Yeah.
School of Rock.
Yeah, great movie.
We rock.
Jack Black.
Oh, it's incredible.
Great movie. Jeez, they're talented, those kids.
Aren't they? Honestly sensational.
Makes me sick.
But I was thinking that the real unsung hero of School of Rock is the promoter who got around 2,000 people to the local Battle of the Bands. He never you get that many people.
Yeah, you get your family.
Yeah. But at this one, it was sold out. The family couldn't even get in.
Well, it's probably going to jump out.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Students in VCE are doing their exams at the moment.
Yes, they are.
Very exciting times as well as, I guess, stressful. But it doesn't mean anything.
That's it. It's nearly over. Then you're going to enjoy your life even more. The most of it at the moment.
And they get to do schoolies.
Oh, yeah. It's back on, baby.
The Year 12s have had shocking last year. Nothing. And then this year, they've not been able to do much too. So
they get their schoolies, though.
They get to let off some steam, which is fantastic. One of the exams on today is Australian history, which you did,
I did. And it was one of my favourite subjects.
Righto.
Because it was very interesting.
Absolutely.
I feel like it shouldn't be an elective one. I feel like maybe in schools you should just learn Australian history.
Maybe up to a certain point.
Yeah.
Like it's good to learn our history, isn't it?
Our roots.
So what we thought we'd do is test out how much you remember.
Not much, Josh. Not much at all.
So you always put yourself down. You gotta. What do I say? Confidence.
Confidence. Yeah, but it's been 10 years. 10 years since I.
So has the history changed, has it?
No, but my memory's definitely gotten worse. A
few more things have happened over the last 10 years.
10 years ago, I was cramming in the knowledge, and now I have not been thinking about it.
Okay, fair call. So what we're going to do is go put the timer on the clock. Oh, I've got 10 questions. Okay. Let's just see how many you can get right in a minute.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, gosh. At least all the students know that they will do better than this.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you're setting the bar low. Yeah. They've probably done it. They're thinking, geez.
See, because I didn't do too well. Now they'll listen to this and go, no, I'm all right.
All right. Here we go. Let's kick it off with how many stars are there on the Australian flag?
Oh, golly goodness. 7.
What year did Captain Cook discover Australia?
Is it in the 1788?
1770. Oh, famous so World close. War One digger John Simpson enlisted the help of what animal at Gallipoli? Yes. What happened in 1901?
Federation.
Yes. Which Australian Prime Minister disappeared at sea?
Bob Hawke. No. I meant
Harold Holt.
Harold Holt.
What caused the Eureka Stockade?
Sorry, Bob. The Gold Rush. Oh.
Well, what did they get angry about?
The working. Gold.
Was it the cost of a mining license? Important event that happened on the date November 11.
Remembrance Day.
But what happened? Like, what was the event? What's the event?
It stopped Gallipoli.
You're talking about, where they signed the thing. Gough Whitlam also got fired on that day, and Ned Kelly was hung on November 11 as well.
Well, I studied great.
Jeez, you're all right. There was a little period there where you were on fire.
I got two. Okay. I know you like to pet me up, but that was so bad.
It's the pressure.
It's not the pressure. It's that I just studied for the exam back then. This is what it shows, that the exams don't mean that much. Don't put that much pressure on yourself, because I've managed to get through life and it hasn't helped me, you know? Teachers are going to hate
you
right now.
You're a ball of positivity for everyone out there. Good luck to all the students around Geelong, the Surf Coast.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, women's fashion.
I'm too sexy for my
It's
love.
Not too sexy for a my field love. That you would be an expert in.
No. I'm not even an expert in male fashion, to be honest.
That's a fair point.
Plain white tees and blank pants. That's what it is.
But there is something that you would have noticed about women's fashion, because I think everyone would have noticed this, and that's on women's underwear. They have the little bows on some of them.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, I've seen it before.
Yeah, because it's from when you're a little girl to when you're older. So if you're walking through the shops, you'll notice that on the girls, they have a little bow. And Reddit has blown up because people have only just discovered why the bow is on the undies.
No, yeah.
Which I find weird, because I just thought it was on there for decorative, you know?
Like girls' undies.
Pretty it up a little bit.
That's right.
Turns out not so. There's a legitimate reason for this, and there's a few, actually.
Okay.
So
it serves a purpose, is what you're saying.
It used to more.
Okay.
Now I would put it more in the decorative category.
You're just keeping it there.
But it used to, most common reason, was that the bow kept the underwear from falling down. This is before elastic was invented.
Ah,
so they thread it like a little bit and then poof.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And then,
okay, clever.
The main reason that they ever came about is because centuries ago, before electricity and when you're getting changed in the dark, you'd put your undies on, and to save you from putting them back to front, you'd feel for the little bow.
Ah, there you go. Very clever.
There you go. Just smart things.
So blokes just had to make the best of where was our bow?
Obviously just didn't care. Back to front, inside out, do what you please. Doc Martens, you know the shoes?
Yeah, the big boots.
The big, yeah, more chunky, quite fashionable for some people.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were first created using old tyres.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, how that became fashion is questionable.
Like for the soles or like the whole
shoe? Whole thing. Made out of tyres.
Made out of tyres.
There you go.
That doesn't sound comfortable.
Might go quick though on roads.
Yeah, that's right.
Michael Kors, he's a designer, so one of more higher end.
Yeah,
Michael Kors, they always rap about him in songs.
Do they?
His first project was on his own mother's wedding dress. Wait for it. He was a mere 5 years old at the time.
Well, that was destined for fashion, wasn't he?
Isn't it? A little bit of an overachiever too there.
At five.
Settle down, mate.
And, geez, spend a bit of money.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't put child slave labour on your child.
And then this is just a good one for everyone who's trying to be a bit more environmental. Many companies who are doing that are in the right step, but Stella McCartney, they're going a step further. Their bags are made out of corn.
Is that not
well,
like,
amazing
who are, for you? Yeah, but it's amazing, but like who are they? Like were they originally plastic bags?
It's like leather and everything.
Oh, right, gotcha.
Yeah, and now
it's made out of corn.
Which could worry you though, because this last one that I'll give you, you've got Kat at home, your beautiful partner, and your daughter Georgie.
Yeah.
It is thought that the average woman will buy, during their lifetime, 145 bags.
145?
145. You can have 300.
How many have you got?
I've got a few.
145. She's not in my ass. That much for free. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
Welcoming in our favourite newsreader at the moment, Chandra Lorelle.
Oh, there's multiple in the building listening.
Hey guys, how are you?
I had to think about that.
Did you guys hear that? Favourite newsroom person.
Oh, you're speaking directly to the newsroom right now. Okay.
There we go.
Forget about everyone listening.
All right, Chandra, what's been happening this week? I guess you've got a few questions for us.
I've got a few questions. I've got three ready to go for you.
Oh.
Three? We've shortened it, have we?
Wait, how many do we normally do?
We normally do first to three, but, you know.
First to three.
Make it short and sharp. Guess we're not your favourite show anymore.
All right, you guys. Why do you always give me that look?
Because you could have responded and said no.
Of course you are.
I was still
speechless.
Yeah, you're our favourite.
Reassure us. Yeah. We're needy.
It's like you've only just done these questions minutes ago.
Oh, never. What makes you think that?
All right, here
All right,
we go.
Kicking it off. Come on. Which two states... Come on, guys. Be serious. Which two states officially opened up their borders to each other?
Herbie.
Yes.
Victoria, New South Wales.
Correct.
I mean, I don't want to answer a question now because what happens if you get to one each and then...
Oh, no. And then we can't figure out the last one.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go.
Well, I'll make something up.
Here we go, next one.
Who's playing in the Sheffield Shield Clash this afternoon?
It's always...
Who cares about the Sheffield Shield?
Oh.
I'm going to go Josh. Victoria is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you said New South Wales last week, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Queensland.
No.
All right.
It's the same as the first.
New South Wales?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, you're digging yourself. Okay.
What a beast.
Oh, so tight. Yep.
All right. Next question. What's the name of the spud that was found in New Zealand? It's the biggest.
It was like 8 kilos or something, wasn't it?
It was like 7.9 kilograms.
That's like giving birth to a baby.
It kind of looked like a baby, but like a really, like...
Have you seen babies?
Like a really big baby.
A potato is now a baby.
Josh.
You do not know this.
I think I saw it this morning. Is it? Mm. Is it Doug?
Yeah.
Doug the Spud.
Doug the Spud.
Because they dressed it up.
Yeah,
it was
did.
Real weird. Like,
but wouldn't you, if you found the world's biggest spud?
Like, I would take photos with it, you know.
Yeah.
Get a family portrait.
A family portrait,
family
maybe
portrait
not.
A bit far, but. Oh.
Well, you win.
Thank you.
That's all we've got. Three
That's
questions.
That's all we've got time for.
That's all we have time for. Sorry.
Cheers, Chandra. See you next week, maybe. Have you got time for us?
Yeah. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
All right, Ebs. This is where we go through the daily topics. Get your thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah, nah for no. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, for yes. Let's kick it off with this one. Letting strangers onto your property.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I don't think you should. We all learned stranger danger as a kid.
Mm.
I don't think you should. But, you know, if someone needs help or something.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know if it's a trick question.
Why would it be a trick question? What's happened is...
I know I'm going to get home and there's going to be strangers there and you'll be like, surprise.
A house that has belonged to Prince Charles has been, like previously, it's got a different owner, but they're now selling it.
Yep.
It said that if you do buy the house, Prince Charles will sometimes rock up and go fishing
so
on the
it's
river.
In the T's and C's of
That's
buying
That's right.
The house.
He's just saying, like, you know, you might see Prince Charles there.
How about that? I would love that. Imagine, you know, you're putting away your groceries. What are you doing here, Charles?
I mean, I get that you're the Prince of England or whatever it is, but you've had your time.
Must be a good fishing spot.
Must be. Should have kept the house. It's not like you're short in cash.
Exactly. You know? No, that's true. That's true.
Feeling comfortable about how much our phones know about us.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, because I don't really think about it. I think if you start to really... Yeah. Delve your thoughts that way, then it can be kind of creepy because they're listening to us right now.
If you go through the wormhole.
Oh, yeah. But for me, I got nothing to hide.
No, I don't care about that. It's just so today I got a little video pop up from my Google Pixel and
yes.
It said, can you believe it's been a year already? And then what it was a video of all the videos I've taken of Georgie over a year. And it was put together and had a music track underneath it.
It's giving you a montage.
And I was just like, this is like so weird.
That is creepy. That happened to one of my friends.
This is my baby and it's like.
It's on another level of creepy. But I'm more shocked about yours is that it was able to put a montage together.
I don't know.
You don't photograph your daughter at all.
No, I just don't put it up on social media. that's what I choose not to do.
I just want to see more of Georgie.
Eating human flesh.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah.
I
love to meet the person. That's the other answer. Your thoughts on that?
No, definitely a no from me. it's obviously a promotional thing. So this company in Sweden created a burger that tasted like human flesh as part of a temporary cannibalistic-like offer last week.
I'm sorry, but how do you know what human flesh tastes like?
I don't think you do. I don't think you do. And the thing is, it's made by a plant-based company. So obviously...
Is it protesting that we're eating meat?
Must have been some sort of stunt and they've just put together a burger. But even if, you know, it's made of plants and it's human, are you trying it?
No.
No.
No, I'm sorry. And it hasn't worked.
No.
Give me a cheeseburger.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not even eating onions, let alone a human flesh flesh
it's
burger.
Disgusting.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Tell you what I also love? To travel again overseas on a plane. And bring it on, because it's back, baby.
Mm.
You can start planning your trips. The flights are happening.
Isn't it exciting?
The airwaves are rattling.
It has been good to sort of do a fair bit of Victoria, which we've done.
Oh, it's great.
But, you know, you do love the travelling overseas. It's a little bit different, isn't it?
Exactly.
Out of your comfort zone sometimes.
And I think it's that big thing that you plan to. You can't go every year, but you might be able to save up. For the 4 years from now, you're planning that big Europe trip and you
see a landmark.
Put it on the list.
It.
Exactly.
There's a photo, though.
And there's a lot of things that come with travelling.
Yeah.
So, you know, you pack your suitcase, you got to get to the airport.
Yeah. Why are you getting... I don't know. It sounds like a big ordeal.
It actually can be.
Yeah.
People do pack more than you.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
You're in the minority that packs your shorts, socks, and that's it.
Whatever happens, let's go.
Yeah, you're good to go. Other people will pack suitcases aplenty.
Yeah,
you know,
like your Chandra's of the world,
exactly.
Like our newsreader.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's not a light.
She's 40 kilos.
She's extra baggage every time. But there has been an issue over at Heathrow Airport, with British Airways at the moment, because a flight landed, and as we know, when you're traveling, you get so excited. And the only thing that's holding you back from that holiday, that destination, is getting your luggage.
Oh, that's right. Because everyone's in a rush to get off the plane. You race to the belts, don't you?
I love when that thing comes off and everyone jumps and stands, but you still got to wait for the door
to
open.
You still have to wait. And then you get to the belt, and then you got to wait for them to put the luggage on. You beat them.
What are you doing? Like, hurry up. And so all these passengers, they went to their conveyor belt, and they were waiting for their luggage. And then finally, and they go, starting up.
So good.
Here we go. And all of a sudden, one by one, some luggage comes out, but it's not their suitcases. It's blue cardboard boxes,
right,
which are taped up, and they're just coming evenly spaced out, and they're thinking, what's going on here?
Oh, geez, you'd be freaking out, wouldn't you? It's like, this is like Squid Games or something.
Literally, it looks like something's so
going on
scary.
Yeah.
And you're just thinking, hang on, you check the screen again. Yes, we're at the right one. This is where my luggage is supposed to come.
Everyone's getting the box.
And then all of a sudden, one person goes, because you know how everyone just goes, oh, how's it going to come? One person goes, something's not right. They've gone and asked.
Love that. That's not me.
Yeah, it's never you. And they've gone, hang on, do you know where our luggage is? Because these boxes are no one's. No one's collecting them. And they figured out that there'd been a bit of a mix-up and their suitcases had been traded with fish cargo.
Oh.
So some fish has arrived, which is in the boxes all taped up, and then their suitcases... Who knows?
Imagine the people at the market. I can't sell this.
It's a different kind of market, isn't it? So they've had a big oopsie-daisy. Yeah. The start to their holiday's now ruined, and they don't have their luggage at all.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Has it ever happened to you, losing your luggage while travelling?
No, but I know people that have lost it. And then America was a big one for it. Like when you're in the States, for some reason they'd always just be like, oh, well, here's a voucher. Until we find it. What goes on? Aren't we in a system now?
Like, you put it on there, you take it to that plane. How does half get on that plane and half go on the other?
We've been flying for years.
I don't understand it.
A better system.
But we want to hear from you guys today. 5223295. What happened to your luggage?
Yeah, where did it go? Did it get lost? Did it get mixed up with someone else? 5223295. It is Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
We want to know what happened to your luggage on 5223295 after passengers, they arrived at Heathrow Airport and they went to collect their luggage. Their suitcases didn't come out on the old carousel, except these blue boxes and lots of them, which actually contained fish because somehow their luggage got switched.
I don't get that. Surely when you're unloading it too. Do you know what I mean? Like,
plenty of passengers. Yeah, they all had fish, funnily enough.
Blue boxes. Stacey, it wasn't you, it was your sister. What happened?
So my sister left. She went to go to Canada for a ski trip in middle of winter, freezing cold, snow. The day she left, it was actually quite warm. So she jumped on the plane. She had just a pair of jeans, a T-shirt, and she packed like a jumper, not a thick jumper, but a jumper in her carry-on.
Yep.
They locked her luggage, and she was there for about a week and a half before they found it. And she had to go shopping for winter clothes because she couldn't go anywhere or do anything because she was freezing.
Surely it's on them. Like, surely you get a voucher or something.
Yeah, did they give her money?
I don't think she got anything. She had to go shopping for gloves, beanies, scarves, all her boots, like her snow boots were all packed, so she had nothing.
Oh, not cheap either. That's the thing.
I just would have returned. Send me back to Australia.
When you find my luggage, I'll come back.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.